第五章
Chapter
5第九节
Verse 9
所以好请你读
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9 So we made it our goal to please him whether we are at home in the body or away from it
这里保罗有一个人生有一个目标
Paul has a personal goal in his life.
他说：“我不论在身内，就是活着，或者离开身外，或者死，我一个目标就是要得到神的喜悦。”
Whether to live or to die, in at home, in body, or away from it, my goal is to please God.
为什么
？Why is that？
因为神就是我们的主人。
Because God is our master.
得到他的喜欢那我们一生什么都不缺乏。
If we can please him, our life will be lack of nothing.
什么都不需要忧虑。
We do not need to worry about anything.
因为这一位主是全能的神。
Because God is the Almighty God.
所以怎么得到神的喜欢，这值得我们来追求。
How can we please God? It is something that we should strive to pursue.
今天晚上跟大家来查考，就是要做一个属灵的人。
Tonight, I'd like to study on how to be a spiritual person.
首先我们来看罗马书的第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
请读。
Verse 8. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
这里说属肉体的人不能得到神的喜欢。
Here it tells us those who are in sinful nature cannot please God.
这个英文翻作 sinful nature 就是罪性有罪性的人得不到神的喜欢。
English translation is of sinful nature.
但中文是讲肉体带有我们这个肉体。
But Chinese translation talks of in flesh, which we carry in flesh.
我们生在这个世界上就带有肉体。
When we live in this world, we are physically in bodily flesh.
那这个带有肉体的人一定要靠主耶稣才会得到神的喜欢。
To be in flesh, we have to depend or rely on the Lord Jesus in order to please God.
带有肉体的人如果没有靠主耶稣得不到神的喜欢。
If we are in dwelling in sinful nature and we do not rely in the Lord Jesus, we cannot please God.
肉体flesh.
And physically in flesh, we cannot please God.
这有三个原因。
There are three reasons.
第一个原因。
First.
带有肉体的人是不能够明白神的，不能认识神。
Those that are in flesh cannot recognize or know God.
我们来看哥林多前书第二章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多前书第四章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned.
那个是 NIV 章。这个新的钦定版就翻作nature man
Another translation talks about nature man
就是父母生我们这个叫做自然的人
That a man is being given birth by his parents hence natural man
所以这个十四节说这个属血气就是父母生我们这样的人不能够领会神的事
So in other translation, it talks about men who are born naturally by the parents cannot understand the Spirit of God. So they become foolish.
那这个神的事情只有属灵人才能够明白。
The things pertaining to Christ is only being comprehended by spiritual person.
为什么带有肉体得不到神的喜欢
？And why is it that when we're in flesh, we cannot please God?
我有一个很简单的讲法就是我们的想法跟神的想法不一样。
A very simple breakdown is to know that our thinking and thoughts are different from that of God.
那你想法跟神不同你就很难得到神的喜欢。
If our thinking or the way we our thoughts are if it's very different from God.
为什么
？It is hard to please Him. Why？
因为有时候我们夫妻之间常常发现夫妻之间最难的就是观念不同。
Sometimes even between husband and wife, what is very difficult is the concept the perspective between the husband and wife is different.
对每一件事情的想法不一样。
The thoughts or the action of certain things is always different.
所以会变成同床异梦。
So that is why they're in the same, there's a saying that they're in the same bed, but they have different dreams.
所以有时候你看这个先生太太好像条件都很好，但是就是婚姻就是合不来。
We can see even though, in terms of, their outward presentation, they seems to be very compatible, but then, they just cannot get along.
因为你这个夫妻要合得来啊，不只是外表而已，你这个心啊。想法要 很接近
because in order for a husband and wife to get along, not just the outward appearance, but in terms of the mindset and the mentality has to be very close together.
特别是价值观
especially the value and concept.
这个价值观如果不一样，有时候真的是很难相处。
If the value of life is different, it is very hard to get along.
那有时候夫妻就是，有时候丈夫对一半，太太对一半。
Sometimes the husband might be half right, and the wife is also half right.
所以想法不一样，有时候就要妥协呀。
Because they have different in their different thoughts, that's why they need to compromise.
那娶你的一部分，娶我的部分，大家都没话讲。
So if you can come to a common mutual compromise, then they would not have anything to argue.
那还有一个方法。
There's another way.
这个夫妻如果想法不一样哦，有一个方法。
There's another way if the husband and wife do not see eye to eye.
就是去追求一套哲学思想或一套宗教信仰。
They have to pursue after a philosophical theory or towards religious study.
如果这个两个人哦，这个哲学思想都一样，哎，想法就一样了。
So if they have the same philosophical concept, then their thoughts are the same.
但是有时候。太太信佛，先生信基督教。
But if the husband believe in Buddhism and the wife believe in Christianity,
还是很难相处。
It is still very difficult for them to get along.
因为这个价值观还是不一样。
Because their value and concept of life is different.
所以需要有相同的信仰。
That is why they have to have the same faith.
那我们想法一样。
And the same belief, and that's why they have the same thoughts.
很多事情很好讨论，因为它的基础一样，想法一样。
There are many things that are easier to discuss because the foundation and the basic element is there.
但是当我们想到我们跟神的关系的时候，
When we think about our relationship with God,
就不是说神对一半，我们对一半。
It is not that God is only half right and we're just half right.
神是全然的对。
God is absolutely and correct.
因为圣经说，在他没有黑暗。
Because the Bible says, in God there's no darkness.
一切美善的、全备的，都是从神来的。
All the beautiful and wonderful things comes from God.
所以神绝对的对。
He's absolutely correct.
那我们的想法跟神不一样。
But if our thoughts are different from God,
就是表示我们是错的，就是这样。
It's very simply said that we are wrong.
所以世界上除了神没有绝对。
In this world, apart from God, nothing is absolute.
所以人需要妥协。
That is why men ought to compromise.
但是我们跟神的关系。
But our relationship with God.
是一面倒的，神是绝对的对。
That is one-sided, that is God is always right.
因此当我们没有办法认识神的事情。
When we cannot fully understand the things of God.
就是我们的想法是跟神的想法是不一样。
That causes a differences between our thoughts and between that of God.
那我们的价值观跟神的价值观不一样。
Our value in life is different from that of God.
那这个不可能两个都对。
It cannot be that both of us are correct.
因为神是绝对的。
Because God is absolute.
所以当我们的想法跟神的想法不一样的时候
When we have a differences in our thoughts from that of God
在属灵上我们就是夫妻啊跟神就是夫妻啊
Spiritually speaking, we are husband and wife with God
所以这个关系就会同床异梦
So it becomes that we are actually in the same bed but have different dreams
看起来是礼拜六都有来聚会
It seems that we come to church every Sabbath
也有一些宗教的形式
And we have this very ritual formality
但是在生活上在心理上不会觉得神跟好像跟我们很亲密
But in our mind or in our lifestyle we do not feel very close connected to God
也没有什么体验
And we don't have experience from him
为什么
Why is that?
虽然外表来到教会，但是我们的心跟神是分开的。
Even outwardly we can come to church, but inwardly our heart is away from Him.
所以这个属肉体，就是父母生我们带有这个肉体的人，得不到神的喜欢。第一个原因就是我们的想法跟神的想法不一样，而且我们没有办法了解神的想法。
A person born from natural parents is because he carries himself in flesh, and that is why it is very hard for him to understand the things of God.
即使像尼哥底母，约翰福音第三章，他非常的追求，在信仰上很追求。
Even like the person Nicodemus in John chapter 3 verse 5, in his faith, he was pursuing very fervently.
旧约的律法，他是法利赛人，差不多全部都遵守了。
He's a Pharisee and he kept all the laws.
但是当主耶稣在讲重生
But when Jesus talk about reborn or regeneration
他马上想法说啊，那我老了我怎么回到母亲的肚子再生出来呢
So immediately he thought how is it possible that he because of his age how can he go trace back to being conceived by his mother from birth
虽然他很虔诚但是当谈到神的事情的时候他还是不了解
Even though he was very zealous about the word of God but when it talks about the things of God he still cannot fully understand
所以主耶稣讲的他听不懂
So when Jesus said he does not understand Jesus
那一直到后来他信了主
After that he became to believe in God
他才了解神的事情
He slowly start to understand the things of God
那保罗也是一样
So it's the same as Paul.
保罗也是法利赛人。
Paul is also a Pharisee.
对旧约圣经非常的熟。
He understands very well the Old Testament.
而且他说，就律法的义，我无可指摘。这个字面上，他每一条都遵守了。
He said all the law in the scriptures, I know them all.
但是他不了解神。
But he just does not understand God.
所以他逼迫主耶稣。
And that is why he persecuted Lord Jesus.
所以他说我不但是罪人我是罪人的头
He said not only am I a sinner I'm the head of the sinner
他有热心但是没有知识
He has this fervency but he does not have the understanding or the knowledge
所以他的热心并没有办法带给他神的喜悦
So his fervency does not bring him to be pleasing towards God
但是保罗信了耶稣以后
But after Paul believed in Jesus
他也很热心
He became very zealous too
但是在主耶稣里面他对神有认识
In the Lord Jesus Christ he started to gain a knowledge and understanding of God
他说神的奥秘就是基督就是主耶稣
He said the mystery of God is the Lord Jesus
因此他很有把握他是一个得到神喜欢的人。
And that is why he is full of confidence and know that he is a person who gained the pleasing of God.
因为在基督里，他了解神的想法。
Because in the Lord Jesus Christ, he understands the thoughts of God.
所以今天如果我们要得到神的喜欢
，So today if we strive to be pleasing towards God,
每一件事情，包括我们的价值观，要跟神一样。
Everything encompasses us, including our value and mindset, has to be the same as of God.
那这个就是信仰的一种追求
And this is a pursuit of faith
就追求到我们的想法跟神一样
We have to pursue to the understanding that we have the same mindset as God
所以我们不要把信仰想作是非常的肤浅信仰就是保平安有困难的时候祷告求神保佑就这样而已
Do not think that our faith is so shallow to the point that all we need is just God's protection and when we're going through trials God would just protect us
如果我们信耶稣只是这样而已那跟拜佛有什么不同
If we believe in Christ towards this kind of level it is no difference from other people who worship the Buddha
那个拜佛是没有里面讲不到一套道理在里面
there's
没有神、
There's no inner understanding towards knowing God
我们的神是很深奥的
God is very profound
拜佛你不一定会给你好结果
Even if you worship the Buddha you might not have good results
但是敬拜神的结果绝对是好的
But the one who worship God till the end, it absolutely will be good.
这是保证的。
This is a guarantee.
因为美善全备都是从神来的。
Because all the goodness and faithfulness come forth from God.
所以我们就是每一天要去追求怎么去认识神。
So every day in our daily life, we have to strive to be pleasing towards God.
所以何西阿书才说，我们要竭力追求认识神。
So Hosea said that we have to strive and push ourselves to get to know God.
他出现好像晨光。
When his appearance is just like the radiant light.
哦，早上的太阳。
It's like the morning sun.
越来越明亮。
It become brighter and brighter.
他出现又好像甘霖。
His appearance is just like the rain. The rain.
哦，这是非常好的。
It is very wonderful.
那怎么在主耶稣里面来认识神？
How do we know the Lord Jesus Christ in God?
主耶稣说，你看见我就是看见神。
Jesus said, if you see me, you see God.
你认识我就认识神。
If you know me, you know God.
主耶稣的价值观就是神的价值观。
The value of the Lord Jesus Christ is the same as God.
所以你在看主耶稣怎么生活，他讲的话啊，你去找什么是最有价值的，那个就是神的想法。
So we look at the life of Jesus and how he lived his life. The thing that we pursue from him is the same mindset as God.
那我们这样一直调到跟主耶稣的想法一样。
If we can slowly change ourselves to have the same mindset as the Lord Jesus Christ,
那我们的想法就跟神一样。
Then we will have the same thoughts as God.
那这个叫做同心了。
That means we are in one heart and one mind.
不是神跟我们同心呢。
It is not that God is one heart and mind with us.
是我们跟神同心。
But it is us that is has the same heart and mind as God.
那要跟神同心，就是要了解神。
To be of one heart and mind with God, it is to understand God.
那了解神就是要了解主耶稣。
To understand God, it means to understand the Lord Jesus Christ.
有时候我常常讲主耶稣，我信了三十年，我不认识他吗？
Sometimes we assume that after we believe 30 years, how is it possible that we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们只是很表面认识他。
We might know him just superficially.
但是我们每一次读圣经，
Every time we read the Bible,
越读越深。
The more we read, the deeper understanding we have.
你对主耶稣的认识越深。
And we gain a deeper understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们从神来那个智慧啊，越深。
Our wisdom that comes from God gains a deeper insight.
看事情越清楚。
And the things we see become more and more clear.
那这样我们在看事情就跟神看事情一样。
So when we do that, we have the same perception as our Lord Jesus Christ.
那人生就不会迷失了。
And then in our life, we will not be lost.
如果我们的心跟神一样，就不会迷失了，因为这个方向很清楚。
If our heart is the same as God, we have a direction and we will not be lost.
好，我们看回来看这个哥林多前书第二章。
Turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
请。
Verse 15. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are
being... 哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哎呀，十五节。属灵的人看透万事啊。
The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
十六节。
Verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
什么是属灵人？
Who are the spiritual people?
我们也可以很表面的讲，一天读几章圣经，一天祷告几分钟。
We can say superficially that those who read the Bible and those who pray a few minutes every day.
多少圣工。
And those who do a lot of church work.
但是这里给我们一个很简单的答案。
But here gives us a very simple answer.
这里说他是有基督的心。
This person has known the mind of the Lord.
这个是最简单的答案。
It's a very simple answer.
什么是属灵人？
Who are the spiritual people?
就是他里面有主耶稣的心。
That in him he has the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他在想事情，就是用主耶稣的心去想。
So when he thinks on things, he uses the mind and the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他在看事情，就是用主耶稣的心去看事情。
When he perceives things, he uses the heart and mindset of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以十五节说，这样的人就能够看透万事。
So verse 15, it says, this man will make all judgment about all things.
我们人怎么能有可能看透万事？
How can a man be very clear and make all the right judgment?
神能够看透万事。
Because only God can see through things and make the right call.
因为他是神嘛。
Because he's God.
所以当我们的心跟神一样，就透过神的心就看透万事。
When our heart is the same as God, we can be like him to see through all things.
所以我们人虽然是血气的。
Even though men are in flesh,
愚拙的,
we might be foolish.
算不了什么,
we are nothing.
但是我们也很可能变成非常聪明。
But we can also become very intelligent.
如果我们透过神来看事情,
if we use, through God, we can see and perceive things.
那我们就看透万事了。
then we can see through all things and make the right judgment.
那这样的人没有能够看透他。
This person, no one can see through him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他已经属灵了，所以属血气的不能够认识神，他也不能够认识属灵的人。
Because he has become spiritual, so those who are in flesh cannot know those who are spiritual.
好，因为这属灵人是照神的是想法在看事情。
Because the spiritual man will act accordingly to the heart and mindset of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是啊，人要得到神的喜欢的第一步。他想法要跟神一样。
So the first step towards gaining pleasing from the Lord is that his thoughts has to be the same as God.
他的价值观要跟神一样。
His value and mindset has to be the same as God.
第二步。
The second step.
我们再回到我们刚刚读的罗马书。
Turn back to Romans.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章的第八节。
Verse 8.
请读。
Verse 8. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
那我现在用英文来看就很清楚了啊。Controlled by sinful nature. 这里说属肉体的英文的翻作说被那个罪性所控制的人得不到神的喜欢。
So the English translation has a clearer definition that those who are controlled by sinful nature cannot please God.
有时候我们再回到这个夫妻的关系啊，第一个夫妻关系很难就是想法不一样。
Let's come back to the relationship between husband and wife. The first thing of the differences is they have different ideas.
啊，第二个夫妻关系很难，就是个性不一样。
And the second differences is they have different personality and character.
哦，所以有时候我们常常听到人讲啊，离婚就是因为个性不合。
We often hear how people divorce is because based on the differences in their personality or character.
这个个性不合看起来是比较文明的讲法。
It seems like that reason is a very civilized way of explaining why there's a split.
所以你也不需要太自责，反正个性不一样，为什么一定要在一起呢？
So most of them feel like they do not blame it on themselves because if there's difference in personality, why should they stay together?
哎，但是如果回到圣经来看，不是这样的。
But if we come back to the Bible, we find out it is not true.
回到圣经来看，就是人的个性里面有罪性。
If we look at the inner personality of man, it contains sin.
所以因为有罪性在作怪，所以人就婚姻合不来。
Because men are in sinful nature, and that is one of the reasons why it causes irreconcilation between marriage.
所以有时候丈夫也有罪性，太太也有罪性。
Because the husband would contain sinful nature, and so as the wife.
那有时候这个丈夫的罪性就激起太太也用罪性的方式来回应丈夫的错。
So the husband in his sinful nature can provoke the wife, and then the wife will retaliate in that sinful nature.
所以这样的话就是越演越烈就。完了,
so it gets even more and more breaking them apart.
所以如果最聪明的就是没有回应。
So the most clever thing is to have no
对方以罪性来对待先生或太太，但是另外一半没有回应，那就不会吵架。
So if one of them do not respond, even though the other one is carrying in sinful nature to provoke the person, there will be no quarrel.
那现在再回到我们跟神的关系来看。
Let's come back to our relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系没有说一半一半，我们一半对我们的性格一半好一半坏，神的性格也一半好一半坏。
There's no half and half towards our relationship with God. Where it's never will half right or half wrong, or God is half right or half wrong.
以这个性格来说，神是绝对的对。
Towards in terms of personality and character, God is absolutely correct.
他是绝对的好。
He's absolutely good.
他是绝对的美善。
He's absolutely good.
那人是有良心，这个良心是本好的本性的一部分。
Man has good conscience, and that's just one part of a good nature.
但是人也有罪性。
But man also contains sinful nature.
那常常罪性啊，那强过良心。
Sometimes sinful nature can be dominating than the good conscience.
所以这个罪性如果没有改啊，人跟神的关系就有问题。
If the sinful nature is not corrected, there will be a problem between the relationship with God.
就得不到神的喜欢了。
We will not be able to please God.
所以在第五节第八章的第五节。
So we see chapter 5 verse 8.
好， 说随从肉体的体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。啊，第七节，体贴肉体的就是与神为仇敌啊，罗马书第八章第七节。
Verse 7,
因为不服神的律也不能服，请读。
The sinful mind is hostile to God; it does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so.
六节。
Verse 5, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires, but those who live accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
这个随从哦，随从就是表示说有一个在带领你啊，你就顺着他去吧。
To live according is to live that for the person to guide them.
那这个随从肉体就是说你里面有一个那个恶的欲望，你很想去做啊，就顺着去吧。
So in this tells us that if there's an inner sinful desire that leads you to do something, you just go accordingly to act upon it.
那这个肉体所产生这个恶的欲望，不是说它会让你感觉到很不好，常常是感觉到很好。
This desire that's in you most of the time will make you feel good.
哦，所以感觉到好并不等于说哦，这个本身是好的。
But the nature when it causes you to feel good doesn't necessarily mean that that feeling is good.
所以圣经里面才有描写说摩西在王宫里面有最终之乐。
We see that in the Bible it described how Moses was spending in pleasure and luxury in the palace.
最终之乐。
He was living in sinful nature.
乐，这个是有快乐的。
And it contains happiness.
但是这个快乐是从罪性去追求的。
But the happiness that was based on the pursuit of sin.
那今天我们的家庭也像王宫一样啊。
Today our family can be like of a palace.
那这个，如果我们随着这个罪性啊去生活。
If we live according to that sinful nature.
那我们就是。不能得神的喜欢了。
That's when we cannot be able to please God.
那什么叫随着罪性？
What is it to live according to the sinful nature?
比方说，你如果订这个premium 的 cable TV， 里面什么电影你都看得到。
If you subscribe to the cable premium channel, you can watch all kinds of channel.
那你一定看得很喜欢，你才会去看啊。你如果看得很痛苦，你就关掉了。
It's because you enjoy watching it. That's why you keep watching it. If not, you would have turned it off.
那你看得很快乐，不一定表示这是好的。
But if you're watching it in a happy way, it doesn't mean that it's good.
这是罪性。
This could be a sinful nature.
那我们就随着它去。
We just live and indulge in accordingly.
那我们就离开神越来越远了，因为神的本性是好的。
And we will depart gradually and away from God because God's nature is good.
所以你那个电视看来看去，哎，祷告怎么越来越没有感觉
？The more you watch it, the less you feel your experience in your prayer.
因为我们已经离开了神善良的本性，跑到罪性去了。
Because we have depart from what is good of nature in God and headed towards the sinful nature that feels good.
不是不可以看电视。
It is not that we cannot watch TV.
而是说，如果我们没有那个力量去控制哦，被罪性控制的时候，你看完你就离神越来越远。
Because it is because we do not have this power to control it, and as we indulge in the sinful nature, gradually we'll be away from God.
所以这个人里面有这个罪性太厉害。
The man has this sinful nature which is so powerful.
因此，如果人没有耶稣，你就不可能的。不可能得到神的喜欢，因为罪性在控制。
So without the Lord Jesus Christ, it is impossible to please God because we're controlled by our sinful nature.
但是第五节讲另外一个生活叫做体贴圣灵。
But verse 5 talks about another kind of lifestyle, which is those who live accordance with the Spirit.
是可见这个体贴圣灵，就圣灵也会带你带领你。走出一条路来。
So it also goes to show that those who live according to the Spirit will be guided by the Spirit and it will bring them to another path.
但是有时候我们就觉得我怎么信耶稣到现在都没有感觉。
Sometimes we feel that after we believe in the Lord Jesus for so long, why is it that we have no experiences?
我没有感觉是因为没有被圣灵充满。
It is because we do not have the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们被圣灵充满，
If we're being filled by the Holy Spirit,
这个圣灵就会感动你。
The Holy Spirit will move us.
就好像罪性会带领一个人，圣灵也会带领我们。
Just like the sinful nature can lead a person astray, so the Holy Spirit can lead us towards God.
那这个被圣灵充满以后，你就很想读神的话。
So when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we like to read on the Word of God.
你很想去做神喜欢的事情。
We like to do the things that please God.
你想坏的，这个圣灵会让感动你，良心很不安，你睡不着觉。
When we have think of something that is sinful, the Holy Spirit will expose our conscience and made us not able to sleep.
所以不是有良心就可以做一个好人。
It is not through our good conscience that one can become a good person.
是需要有主耶稣来改变我们的本性。
But we need the Lord Jesus to come and change our sinful nature, our basic nature.
罪性变成神性。
To turn what is sinful into something spiritual.
所以哥林多后书才说，在神的性情上有份。
So in Corinthians it says that we have to be a part in God's nature.
这句话太好，在神的性情有份。
That to have a part in God's good nature.
好，你祷告被圣灵充满。
When we pray, we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们的本性改变了。
Our nature starts to change.
跟神的本性一样。
We'll be more and more like God's nature.
那你就发现，跟神越来越亲。
We feel like we're drawn closer and closer to God.
如果婚姻两个人的本性都越来越有神的本性，你就发现根本就不会吵架。
And between husband and wife, if we contain God's nature in us, the relationship will get better and better to the point that they will not argue.
想法一样。想法跟主耶稣一样，个性跟主耶稣一样，怎么会吵架？
They have the same mindset as Lord Jesus Christ, and their personality is the same. So how can there be room of disagreement?
所以忽然间我们发现，当我们在讨神喜欢的时候，在追求一直改变的时候，我们的婚姻关系变成越来越好了。
So when we strive and live according to the Spirit and get rid of our sinful nature, we find that our relationship between husband and wife will be better and better.
这个就是幸福的根源。
This is the root of the happiness.
当我们去追求神，
if we pursue towards God,
改变了，
and we are changed,
婚姻就有保证，
our marriage will have a guarantee.
所以绝对不要被世俗影响，所以好的婚姻一定要很多外面的物质的东西，不是这样的。
Do not be affected by the world's mentality that you need a lot of other external factors to have a good marriage.
有谁的生活水准能够超过好莱坞的电影明星？
Whose lifestyle can exceed those lifestyle that is of the celebrity in the Hollywood?
但是你看好莱坞电影明星，哪一个人没有离过婚？
But if you look at the celebrity in the Hollywood, how many of them has not been divorced?
所以这个幸福的婚姻真的关键不在外在的。
So the true happiness towards marriage does not based on external factors.
是里面不断的改变。
It is towards the inner change.
有神的想法，有神的性情。
It contains God's good nature and God's mindset.
那这样我们就非常好了。
And if we have that, then it will be very good.
第三个。
Step three.
就像夫妻这样来，我们来想。
If we use the example of a husband and wife.
现在因为很多不得已的原因，很多夫妻都分离。
Because of unforeseen circumstances, a lot of husband and wife has to split up.
这是一个很大的代价。
This is a very big price to pay.
为什么人需要结婚？
Why does a person needs to marry?
就是因为独居不好。
It is because it's not good to be alone.
那如果夫妻分离也没有关系，那就不需要结婚了。
Because if a husband can be separated, then why the need to get married?
所以可见人需要结婚是因为夫妻彼此互相需要。
So we can see that because the husband and wife needed one another, need to depend one another, and that is why marriage is established.
所以这个夫妻如果长期分离，就会变成很微妙，那个心理的距离越来越远。
But if the husband and wife were to separate, be separated for a long time, then we can see that the distance getting growing apart.
那我们跟神就是属灵的夫妻啊。
We are spiritual husband and wife with God.
那要怎么跟神亲密讨神喜欢呢？
How can we be close to him and gain his show our pleasing towards him?
我们看哥罗西书。
Turn to Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就应当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。这个地方在讲两件事情。
Here it talks about two things.
第一个。
The first
第二节说要思念上面的事。
To set your minds on things above.
英文叫 set, 就是好像把它定了，你的心要定在那个上面的事。
Which is to set your minds on things above.
特别说不要思念地面的事。
And not on earthly things.
但是第一节说要追求上面的事。
In verse 1 it says set your hearts on things above.
因为基督那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Because Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以为什么我们得不到神的喜欢？
Why is it that we can be pleasing towards God?
就是我们的心啊，跟主耶稣、跟神好像分开了，好像夫妻没有住在一起。
Because our heart is separated from God, just like a husband and wife that does not live together.
那我们的心在哪里？
So where's our heart?
我们心都在地上。
Our heart is on the earthly things.
所以圣经说，专以地上的事为念。
So the Bible says, do not set your heart on earthly things.
从早上起来一直到晚上睡觉。
When we get up in the morning, all the way till we sleep at night.
整个头脑想的都是地上。
If the things that we think about, it's all of this world.
有时候我们想，这样不行吗？我也没有犯罪啊。
We said that isn't that is it wrong? I didn't sin.
我也没有去看那个黄色的电影。
I did not see rated R movies.
这个也不好啊，为什么？
These are not good. Why?
因为如果我们心都在地上，
Because if our heart is of this world,
我们就跟神距离很远。
Then our distance with God will be very far away.
为什么主耶稣在变貌山，特别是山上变貌？
Why did Jesus transfigure on the mountain?
这个山就是表示你上到那里，世界已经离开很远了。
It's because to be ascending on the top of the mountain, you have to be very far away from the world.
在一个很清净、没有世界缠累的地方，主耶稣就变貌了。
Jesus went to a place where they have no attachment from things of the world, and that is when he transfigured.
但是我们不是要离开世界。
It is not to tell us to be away from this world.
每天都要活在这个世界。
Because we live in this world.
就是我们活在这个世界，但是我们这个心要超越世界。
But when we live in this world, our heart has to transcend from this world.
这样能够好像老鹰这样飞上来。
It's just like an eagle where we're soaring high.
它有巢，它要取食。
When he has his nest, he has to seek shelter.
但它逍遥自在。
But he is also free to fly around.
那这样我们才能够跟神相亲呢。
And from because of that, we can draw closer to God.
那有时候我们在想，这怎么有可能呢？
Sometimes we ponder, how is that possible?
我要上班，我回来要做家事。
I have to work, and when I return, I have to do household chores.
我的心怎么可能跟神在一起？
How's my heart be as close towards God?
还是有可能的。
There's still a possibility.
以赛亚书说，那等候神要重新得力，他们好像要如鹰展翅上腾。
Isaiah say to wait upon the Lord to gain strength, just like the eagle can soar up to the sky.
所以一个人如果常常祷告，必圣灵充满。
When a person pray very often and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
虽然他也在工作，虽然他也有家庭。
Even though he has a career and he has a family.
但是他的心常常在默想神。
But his heart is always meditate towards God.
有时候在开车，虽然他在开车，他也心里一直跟神在交通。
When he's driving, his heart and he's communicating with God.
有一个弟兄说，我每天在运动，他都在那个在健身房运动啊。我在运动的时候，我都在祷告。
A brother say that every day he exercised, and while he was exercising, he's praying.
还在运动怎么祷告
？How do you exercise and pray?
我脚一直动，但是我的心一直跟神在交通。
He said, even though my legs are moving, but my heart is communicating with God.
这个叫做思念上面的事情。
This is to set your hearts on things above.
这个叫做超越。
This is to transcend ourselves.
这个叫做与神亲密。
This is to have a very close relationship with God.
这就是神要得到神喜欢的方法。
These are the ways to be pleasing to God.
所以得到神喜欢要做属灵人。
To please God, we have to be a spiritual person.
第一个,
the first step.
要跟神的想法一样,
we have to have the same mindset and thoughts
第二个,
as God. And the second step.
要跟神的个性一样,
we have to have the same character and personality as God.
第三个,
the third step.
我们的心要常常跟神在一起,
our heart has always to be with God.
那神就很喜欢我们。
And God will be pleased with us.
我们的体验会很活泼, 很有力量,
our experience will be alive and full of strength and power.
我们会觉得神真好, 信仰是很甜美的,
we will realize how wonderful and sweet our faith in God is.
我们唱诗,
sing him
400.